This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
On Sports Radio 92.9, The Game. The Strong Arm Story of the Day is brought to you by John Foyt Associates Personal Injury Law.
Look, the Celtics blew it last night. Way too many threes, and I thought Jason Tatum, soft. Take the game over, settle you guys down, go to the rack. Nevertheless, they lose an OKC coaching mistake, fouling with 12 seconds to play, putting them on the line. They hit all their four free throws, and then they hit a three to win the game. Tonight, Mike, we get Pacers, Cavs. These NBA playoffs have been entertaining, guys. And then the Warriors and T-Wolves. And Mike said before we talked to Grant McCauley, you know, you're kind of hoping that the Warriors are able to get past the T-Wolves. I think it's a tough matchup for them.
Right.
But they do have Steph Curry. And Jimmy Butler's playing at a high clip again right now. There's no reason to think that they're not able to do this, Mike. But the Warriors may be getting another chance to get to the Western Conference Finals. And then you see what happens. But you said, I'm kind of rooting for one more chance.
Yeah, so this would be, what, five for Steph Curry?
If he was to get it.
And I just, you know, it's funny, you get to a point where, as a fan, I don't know, maybe you guys feel differently, but, you know, when you're, you're getting skin in the game, because we're Hawks fans, we rarely have skin in the game. But you just kind of feel, all things being equal, I'd like to see a little, maybe I'm nostalgic. I'd like to see Steph Curry, and maybe, just like LeBron. I would love to have seen LeBron and Luka make a run, because you just don't know how many, because unless LeBron's going to be like Brady, but he's getting up there too. You don't know if this is Steph's last great chance to make a run. So, yeah, I'm pulling for Golden State.
Look, I'm kind of with you on this. I do like the element of the new kid on the block and Ant-Man, right?
Right.
And if Anthony Edwards is able to dispose of the Warriors, this tour of legend killing continues, right, in this particular run of the playoffs. And then we'll see where it goes. But if Ant-Man gets to the finals, I'm telling you guys this right now, we're seeing the new face. He doesn't want it, but he's going to become that if he's able to get them to the finals, right, Mike, because he's willing to go there, his charisma and his game to back it up.
You know, you think with Julius Randle, and you think with, nobody likes Gobert, but that is tough. That's a tough matchup, you know, for what the Golden State's trying to do. Jimmy Butler, with the special sauce, the leadership element, Draymond saying, hey, man, I'm not going to get loco. Get a little loco.
Loco.
No, you can. Here's the thing. If you're Draymond, can you push their buttons without getting teed up?
Well, that's the thing.
You know, get them out of their game.
Remember when he
like
grabbed
Bill Laimbeer used with Rick Mahorn.
Remember when he grabbed Rudy and he's shaking his head all crazy? Yeah. No. No. I got you right here.
And as you know, the famous French saying, I surrender. I don't want any of Draymond. He has the crazy eyes.
But yeah, man. And so we were talking about this earlier. It's been mentioned a lot the last couple of years. And so I don't want to be cliched, but sometimes it just smacks you right in the face. And you started the segment talking about it. I get it. No one takes more three-point shots than Joe Mazzulla's Boston Celtics. But when you don't have it dropping, it just takes you out of a game. You blew a lead against the Knicks. They couldn't hit anything, and you just laid it out there. Jason Tatum, I mean, you've earned the right to tell your coach, hey, you know, or tell the guys in the next huddle, screw this three-point crap. Let's get to the rack.
Give me the ball.
And slow the game down. Because us just going down 5 seconds, chucking a three, the Knicks come right back and they just kill us with 1,000 tiny cuts.
Every great championship team has had a guy, okay, whether you guys realize this or not, that has said in those huddles, give me the ball. Every one of them. Tim Duncan, he didn't talk that much. He said it. Trust me. Kobe, Mike, Bird. Mike, we're watching the Celtics doc, right?
Magic, they at some point where they go, give me the ball. Tatum's not that dude. And when he's just shooting and he's shooting and he's shooting and it's going, it's great. But when he's not, he's got to know, all right, time to calm down a little bit. I'm 6'9 with handles like Magic. I can do what I want. I can get to wherever I want on the court. And he just continues to do that. So those are the moments, Mike, and we had a great guest on earlier who was saying, look, this is why people have doubted Jason Tatum through this run of great playoff runs. They finally get over the hump last year. Look, going back-to-back is extremely hard. But this is what I said about the Celtics last year. They get in these moments, Mike, and they get soft because when you're shooting threes, you get timid. You don't want to go to the rack.
Right, and that's, you know, as people have said, and that's why I was saying, I know it's cliched because it's been written about and guys comment on it, but the three-point shot and the overuse of the three-point, or the, let's be honest, the analytics, which then, you know, it's supposed to be, oh, the most logical way to approach sports until it isn't, until common sense, you know, common sense dictates I can get to the basket. Hell, I can get within 10 feet of the basket. You know, that's what, it's like either you're above the rim or it's the perimeter jump shot that's and it. No one has the intermediate jump shot unless you play ball in Europe. You know, because then you can do a few things. So, because nobody from the AAU ever learned about, oh, you know, you had a 10-footer. You know, it does count, too. But that just drives me crazy. And that was last night with Joe Mazzulla, where nobody has, like, got the common sense to say, let's just take it inside. Because, I mean, you have the athletes between Brown and Tatum to get anything you want.
Anything.
Hell, Holiday can get inside if he wanted.
I agree. Jaylen Brown is the heart and soul of that team. But I know that Tatum is an elusive score. But it's those moments where you're just like, what are y'all doing? I want you to hear Shea Gilchrist-Alexander. He is going to be the MVP, by the way. He's going to get that award. He was unbelievable this season. But, Mike, he was talking about reacting and responding to what happened in Denver or to them against Denver last night. Denver stole that game. I mean, you talk about the Celtics blowing
it.
Denver steals a game that they should not have stolen. But some people are saying, again, this is the youth of OKC. They're really good, but hey, in these playoff moments, we can talk about it all you want. Now you're in it. How do you react? What do you do?
Right. And we said this earlier, and I referenced the old Sabonis. I mean, because it's just like when you watch Joker, when you watch Jokic in these situations, it's like when you go to, like, you've seen the viral video of the fat guy who can just do the behind-the-back passes. He's playing half court with a bunch of guys, and he's just like, he literally looks like the fat version of Woody Harrelson and White Men Can't Jump, and everything's going in the basket. That's the way Sabonis, like that guy at LA Fitness, you just can't D up. There's no reason physiologically that this should be happening, but he makes it work, and he makes everybody around him better, gets everybody involved.
It's nuts.
And then you throw in Russell Westbrook not being terrible. That's a potent combination.
He's motivated. He was motivated against the Clippers.
Right.
And he's motivated against OKC. I mean, he had 18 last night. This is Shea talking about expecting his team to respond.
It should be good. It should be fun. We're going to find out what we're made of, what we're really made of, and we couldn't expect it to be smooth sailing this whole journey. No journey in life is, and we know that. And today is a bump in the road, unexpected. No one expects to lose, especially that way, but it's the game of life. So it's about how you respond to getting knocked down, and that's what we got to do next game.
Yeah, and look.
You got to have heart.
You do. That's a team that they can do a lot of different things. We're talking about OKC. And everybody just expected them to coast to the finals. Now you got a series on your hands because this is a game you should be going up 2-0 in this series, and now you're fighting to go 1-1. It's Dukes and Bell, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Braves in action tonight, guys. Again, can Chris Sale follow up what we saw last night with A.J. Smith-Shawver? It was a great outing. But as Mike and I talked about, and just to put it in perspective, Schwellenbach has pitched like this. He had eight innings, no runs, and 10 Ks against the Marlins. Chris Sale, we know how good he can be. Grant Holmes, Mike, is showing promise, right? I mean, he went six innings, two runs, nine strikeouts against the Dodgers this year. And then A.J. Smith-Shawver does that. And Strider's not even here yet. So all of a sudden, we're just saying, guys, look, we're not telling you we got the Dodgers rotation, but maybe this thing might work out for us at the end of the day. And it's not over because we still have the trade deadline that we can look ahead to and say, hey, if we need to go make a big move. But, Mike, we got to have quality starting pitching. The run support hasn't been as good as we wanted it to be at the beginning of the season, but they got it last night. They need to do it tonight for Chris Sale. And I just feel like as I'm looking at this and I'm going, okay, he has pitched halfway decent, that this might be okay. And I don't know if I felt that way a month ago, right? The way things start, I was like, maybe Mike's right about this.
Well, I mean, this is just, as, you know, and we said it, and Grant kind of echoed the sentiments. John Smoltz, which is one of my, John's, you know what is funny? I don't think John, if he's listening, he's probably playing golf right now. But John is like, you know, but it's almost like the Yoda of like baseball. It's like, you know, try not with pitch count. Do, you know, you got to let things go and evolve. And as Grant said, you know, I get so frustrated with all these Braves pitchers who just can't. And maybe it's on the organization, you know, because you never spend enough on your starting pitching that the guy who's battling for that fourth or fifth job has got so much pressure. All right, you're out. Next guy, you're out.
You're
next
gone.
Guy.
Yep.
So it just kind of creates this vicious cycle where no one ever gets a chance to have the confidence to take a bad beating and come back and figure out how to pitch in the major leagues.
Yeah. It is interesting. We'll see what they do tonight. Chris has got the night show. Tomorrow, a big show starting at 2. Friday, Mike mentioned it. We're at Twin Peaks in Buckhead. Come on out and hang out with us. We're out there. Day-Day will be out there with us as well, having a good time. So come hang out with your boys. We look forward to it. All right, man, let's get out of here. We got to clear our throats.
Dukes and Bell are wrapping up another show. So it's time for
Let Me Clear My Throat
on Sports Radio 92.9. The Game.
Hey, I want to remind you, too, the Game's third annual Father's Day dinner is coming. And we want you to join us Friday, June 13th at Lazy Dog Restaurant and Bar. It's in Dunwoody, guys. As we celebrate Father's Day with you, go to 92.9 The Game, click on the contest page, and tell us why you want to treat your dad to a special dinner with 92.9 The Game and the staff. Or if you want to tell us why you want to bring your grandfather or your kid or your coach, anyone that's important in your life. So it's brought to you by Lazy Dog Restaurant and Bar. Make sure you enter now for your chance to win at 92.9 The Game. Want to remind you guys to get on that before time runs out. All right, my man, Dom, great job as always. Turtles got you at 6 o'clock. Day-Day, great job today. We're back at you guys tomorrow at 2 o'clock. We'll talk Braves. We'll talk NBA playoffs, everything that's going on. And also, we're chasing down a guest from Georgia. I'll just leave it at that. Hopefully, we get a chance to talk to him. All right?
Nice.
Make sure you're here. Mike Bell, clear your throat.
Hey, man. Day-Day had a great question about Senator Ted Cruz, who basically, he does speak for all Americans. I just want to watch the freaking game. You know, this a la carte stuff that we always seem to get into, whether it's Peacock and Netflix, this app or that app and everything else, when in the old days, the TV stopped at 13 and you got everything and you knew where to find it. It does get frustrating. I've tried to cut the cord, but you guys are too smart than me because I can't figure it out. But yes, I want my old TV back where it all made sense and I didn't need to spend $9.99 for this and $18.99 for that. And I got just an automatic billing from Hulu that I haven't watched since the football game last year. Ah, somebody fix it.
Florida gives Todd Golden a new deal. When you win a chip, this is what happens. 6 years, $40.5 million contract extension that keeps him at Florida through 2031. Todd Golden becomes one of the five highest paid coaches in college basketball. He's making almost $7 million annually now. You're saying, Dukes, why are you talking about this? Because this is what we should be talking about at Georgia. Why can't you have the best football program and the best basketball program? Look, there's no pressure. Getting to the tournament was great. But winning the tournament is what we should be talking about. Hey, if you love the show,
you tell your friends.
If you don't,
you're seriously considering using Andre 3000's piano music as your wedding song.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Hey, everyone. Summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
Podcasting isn't just evolving. It's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Friedman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The Revolution Redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colon for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.